This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. This is a special encore broadcast of Intelligent Medicine. Enjoy it and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend. And, of course, we want you to participate. You can call us, 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got many stories to cover for you today. We're going to talk about how organic food may reduce your risk of cancer. This is not just a claim. This is actually according to the latest study. Also, dozens more breakfast foods have now tested positive for trace amounts of a weed killer called glyphosate. And we'll touch base on that story for you later in the program. Also, we're going to talk about how there's a double standard when it comes to fish oil. When fish oil is sold over the counter, big profits in store for the pharmaceutical company making it. 877-726-8255, but allow me to depart a little bit from a health format to share with you something that I experienced last night. Last weekend, some of you may have recognized we had a best of show. We don't like to do those too often, but from time to time I need a getaway. And last weekend I was at Cooperstown, which was a baseball shrine. It's a place where you can pay homage to baseball stars of the past. And I'm an inveterate baseball fan. I grew up in Los Angeles with the newly relocated Brooklyn Dodgers at Chavez Ravine, reincarnated as the LA Dodgers, and a legendary team with pitchers like Don Drysdale, Claude Osteen, and of course the immortal Sandy Koufax. And indeed, I took a few moments at the plaques of my heroes who'd been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Fast forward to this week, it's the World Series. Unfortunately, my Yankees are out of contention. And I'm watching the World Series game. And last night, it was just sort of a grind in the early phases of the game. So I decided to get adequate sleep instead of watching the slow, inexorable pitching duel transpire and a close game that might have gone into extra innings. And then I went to sleep, and I slept soundly until 3:30 in the morning, New York time. And I did something unusual because I was tossing and turning. I couldn't sleep. It's actually unusual for me because I usually sleep through the night. And I did something you're not supposed to do. Really, you're not supposed to keep electronic devices in the bedroom. You're not supposed to check in with them because that's a recipe for poor sleep quality. I did something that I do maybe a couple times a year. I checked my iPad for the score of the game, long since completed, I assumed. And to my astonishment, the game was tied, and it was in the 18th inning. Now, keep in mind that I started watching the game at 8 o'clock New York time. This is 3:30 in the morning. So we're talking, 7.5 hours later. And I realized that an historical event was transpiring. 18-inning tied World Series game. So I immediately got out of bed, and I turned on the TV, and lo and behold, the TV game was still on, 7.5 hours into it. I looked at the stands in L.A., where it was now 12:30 past midnight, and for a World Series game, there were actually defections. People had left the stadium after 7.5 hours of tedium. And I watched the Dodger pitcher, I think it was Wood, shut down the Red Sox for yet another inning, going into the bottom of the 18th inning. And I kept watching fascinated because this is just weird. And then, lo and behold, against a sterling pitcher, a relief pitcher, pitched 96 pitches. Nathan Eovaldi gave up a home run, an historic walk-off home run, to a guy named Max Muncy, who was a sort of rehabilitated player discarded by the Oakland Athletics, and he hit a resounding home run for a walk-off victory by my L.A. Dodgers. And that, boy, Max Muncy, that's a real baseball name. That's along with, you know, ordinary people aren't named Max Muncy. It's a baseball name. And my bout of insomnia turned out to be a boon because I didn't have to watch the 7.5 hour prelude. Well, I watched some of it before I went to bed at 10. But in the intervening 5 hours, nothing really happened. And then in the closing minutes of the game, saw the astonishing conclusion. What an historic moment in baseball. Baseball plugs me into my youth and it plugs me into history. And I just had to share that with you. 877-726-8255. Do organic foods really protect us? I mean, we spend a lot of money on organic foods, and many people scoff at folks who spend extra bucks to buy organic foods. I always do, when possible. I mean, if something you've eaten in a restaurant, you don't know. Actually, I had dinner last night at a restaurant that featured organic food. Generally, I seek out organic foods. And, you know, are we kidding ourselves? Is it just a hype? Well, new study, and it looked at 68,946 French adults. Huge study. It's called the Nutrinet Santé Prospective Cohort Study. And what they found was quite interesting. A higher frequency of organic food consumption was associated with a reduced risk of cancer. And in particular, there was a reduced risk of breast cancer and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the thought is that without certain pesticides, for example, malathion and diazinon were classified as probably carcinogenic for humans by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. Also, there may be what's called a cocktail effect of environmental pollutants and pesticides and herbicides on cancer incidence. In other words, maybe one thing isn't causing cancer, but all these things have an additive effect. Also, some of these things may be endocrine disrupting. Certain pesticides mimic estrogen function, and those properties may accelerate breast cancer risk. Pesticide residues may damage DNA. They may harm the mitochondria and therefore increase the risk of certain cancers. And this big study, I think, is going to be very influential in supporting the growing international business of organic foods. Really, really important, something I really encourage with patients. Our number, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. And in that self-same newsletter, we've got a great article this week about how high HDL, normally thought to be protective, can sometimes be harmful and can actually increase cardiovascular risk. Check out our newsletter article at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter to get that type of information in your inbox every week. And 877-726-8255 is our number for calls live this hour. Got another way for callers to reach us. You can go to our website at drhoffman.com. And on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the page, a little rectangle will appear. And if you click on the rectangle, you can record a question, as did Noel.
Hello, my name is Noel, and I have a rare kidney disease, IgA nephropathy. Right now, my kidney function is at 15%. My doctor says I need dialysis or a kidney transplant as soon as possible. I'd like to know if he could help me increase my kidney function through nutrition and other means. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Okay, well, this is a subject that we're frequently called upon to discuss in the field of nutrition, because nutrition does make a difference when it comes to kidney disease. We know that certain types of high-protein diets can be harmful to the kidneys if you're suffering from extreme kidney failure, as is Noel. So we got to be careful about excess protein. And that's just well known in the field of dietetics for a long time. On the other hand, if we really restrict protein, people tend to consume a lot of carbohydrates. And the carbohydrates can actually produce a burden on the kidneys, because many people suffer kidney problems because of pre-diabetes or full-blown diabetes. So all those carbs aren't good. So we try to strike a balance between limiting protein and making sure that refined carbohydrates are not excessive. Fat seems to be a preferential fuel in kidney disease. And by that, I mean the healthy fats. The omega-3 fats seem to be protective, especially in inflammatory autoimmune kidney disorders like IgA nephropathy. IgA nephropathy is often driven by food intolerances. And so elimination of, say, dairy or gluten can be helpful in certain instances. It may be a specific thing. I've heard of cases where people have developed IgA nephropathy in relationship to sesame, you know, something kind of esoteric. So an evaluation needs to be undertaken to see if that's driving the IgA nephropathy. What's also helpful for kidney patients is N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, which generates glutathione within the kidney, helping to protect it. And we're going to learn a lot more about natural support for kidney problems when I interview Dr. Jenna Henderson later this month. And here's the story. In 1993, at the age of 22, Dr. Henderson was struck with the rare kidney disease, focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. And she worked with mainstream medicine for 3 years trying to save her kidneys. She was told that dialysis was imminent and ultimately had to undergo dialysis. But she began searching for the best of natural medicine to help give her more energy, protect her heart. And she found a protocol that worked and ultimately enrolled in naturopathic medical school and became an expert on treating kidney problems with nutrition. So she brings a wealth of personal experience as well as knowledge to the fore, and we'll be interviewing her later this month, and I'm really looking forward to that interview, where we'll be able to ask all kinds of questions about what to take, what not to take, if you're suffering from progressive kidney failure that may ultimately lead to dialysis or the need for transplantation, you know, precisely what Noelle is asking about. So there you have it. All right. According to Environmental Working Group, you know, they issued a report a few months ago saying that some breakfast cereals were laced with glyphosate, which is a weed killer, Roundup. Well, here's an update to that. Just this week, they reported that 26 of the 28 products it tested had levels of Roundup's main ingredient glyphosate that were, quote, higher than what EWG scientists consider protective of children's health. An earlier report found similar results in over 30 oat-based foods. The EWG report argues that the vast majority of foods tested, for example, Honey Nut Cheerios and Quaker Simply Granola Oats, have glyphosate levels that might pose a cancer risk with long-term consumption. Now, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, allows certain levels of the herbicide, but the EWG uses California's proposed glyphosate limit, which is more stringent, which would be the most restrictive in the country. But the Environmental Working Group believes that glyphosate levels should be kept to a very, very minimal threshold. They say that its lower threshold includes an added buffer for children because exposure during early life can have more significant effects on development later in life. Children are vulnerable to the effects of toxic chemicals. They have less robust detoxification pathways. They're growing and developing quickly. Their DNA is more susceptible. So this is also in light of a new court decision in which the herbicide manufacturer of Roundup, Monsanto, now under the auspices of Bayer, has been ordered to pay $78 million to a cancer victim. Originally, that judgment was $289 million. It was reduced by the judge, but that's still a considerable blow to the makers of Roundup. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for questions. This is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and it's 877-726-8255 for questions, and we've got Jill from Middletown, New York. Hi, Jill.
I hear so many conflicting opinions about coconut oil and MCT oil. It's either the worst thing for your heart or the best thing for your brain, right, and I wonder what your take was.
Well, you know, my take on it is that, by the way, I consume a lot of coconut oil. I like to take coconut cream or coconut milk and put it on my fresh organic, I must add, organic fruits as kind of a nighttime, bedtime snack. I use coconut oil sometimes in cooking, and it makes a very nice oil for curries. When you're making curries, it has a nice sort of Asian flavor to it. But you know, it's a saturated fat. So saturated fats have been demonized as the prime cause of cardiovascular disease along with cholesterol. So let's take a look at this study here. Okay, I'm dialing this up. Randomized trial of coconut oil, olive oil, or butter on blood lipids and other cardiovascular risk factors in healthy men and women. Now, this study was done just this year in 2018. And so here's what they found. Ready? Drum roll, please. LDL concentrations were increased on butter compared with coconut oil. Okay? And it turns out that coconut oil significantly increased HDL compared with butter or olive oil. By the way, butter, I don't have a big problem with, nor do I have a problem with olive oil. I think olive oil is certainly healthy. But coconut oil actually outperformed olive oil in terms of improving the total cholesterol to HDL ratio. So there you have it. I mean, it to me, it's, you know, kind of a, they take so literally old studies that are erroneous that say that saturated fat is the culprit in cardiovascular disease. Well, maybe if you feed, you know, lard to rabbits who don't normally consume saturated fats, yeah, they might get atherosclerosis in an experimental model. But rabbits aren't humans, last time I checked. And when it comes to human nutrition, saturated fats have been part of the human diet for eons. And there's virtually no cardiovascular disease in Paleolithic folks. So, you know, I think coconut oil is a healthy thing to consume. It may actually have brain benefits. It may also have a healing effect on the GI tract because it contains compounds that help heal the gut barrier. And it may also have antiviral properties with the lauric acid present in it. So, you know, coconut oil is, in my opinion, a good thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I love it.
Good. How do you make it? How do you prepare it?
Well, usually to stir fry something, I put the MCT oil in my coffee.
There you go. Okay. And, that's like bulletproof coffee. Yeah, like bulletproof coffee.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right. And sometimes in baking, yes.
Yeah, so you'll do fine. So call me back when you're 105 and we'll discuss it, okay?
Thanks a lot, doctor.
Maybe a few years hence, so hopefully I'll still be broadcasting then. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to take a look at the very curious case of a double standard. When fish oil is sold as a supplement, not so hot, but when it's produced as a pharmaceutical drug, it's the bomb. It's the ultimate bulwark against cardiovascular disease. And we'll take a deep dive on that subject in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Recently, a pharmaceutical company released a version of fish oil with great fanfare. And upon the announcement of the release of a new study that we're going to talk about in just a moment, their stock soared by 300%. The drug is called Vascepa. And this is in the wake of reports, and you've seen many of them. They've probably created some concern and skepticism on your part about the value of taking fish oil. Fish oil really isn't all that great shakes. To clarify the issue for us, we've invited Jolie Root to join us. Jolie Root is one of my cherished colleagues. She's been on the scene for many years. She's senior nutritionist and educator. I've known her for a long time. She works at Carlson Laboratories, Carlson Laboratories makes very, very fine fish oil products and other nutraceuticals that are really of high quality and purity. Jolie, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
You're so kind. You're so gracious. Thank you so much for inviting me. Don't you love it when the profit agenda is so nakedly obvious?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's really a case study in medical economics.
It really is.
Because, you know, we've been seeing a lot of studies saying, you know, fish oil's not so great, blah, blah, blah. In fact, there was a study recently, and I commented on it. You may have seen it. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine, which states that fish oil is not valuable for diabetics. So I looked at the study, and the study involved taking one capsule of fish oil, one capsule per day, versus an olive oil placebo, and they concluded that fish oil doesn't do anything for diabetics. What say you about a study of that kind?
Well, I could just say so many things about that, which is, for one thing, olive oil is not totally benign. It has a benefit, so you're comparing to a placebo that provides a benefit, so I would have designed it with some other oil. But the other thing is, if it's one capsule, then it's not a dose that's adequate to raise to any kind of target level, the EPA, DHA level, in almost any case that we could mention. There are exceptions. There are capsules that have 1,000 milligrams of either just EPA or some combination, or close to that, even 800 milligrams. But in most cases, as you know, a capsule of fish oil is going to be 500 milligrams of the actives, the EPA and DHA, or less. It could be as low as 100 milligrams. It could be phospholipid like krill and be even less than 100 milligrams. So it wasn't enough. The dose was not in keeping with the body of evidence that talks about reduced risk of vascular death or reduced risk of vascular risk factors. So, you know, a low dose and a placebo that gives benefit is not a way to design a study.
Exactly. You know, boy, we're certainly on the same page when it comes to breaking down that study. But let's talk about the REDUCE-IT trial, which was touted by Amarin Pharmaceuticals as a big boost for its new lucrative drug, Vascepa, which, by the way, is going to retail for about, I think, something like $381 per month.
Yeah.
And a comparable amount of Carlson fish oil. If you had to take Carlson fish oil, I did a calculation, you know, really high potency EPA formula, it probably costs you about $35 a month to get the 120 capsules, which would be a month's supply, four capsules a day of high potency EPA. $38 or $35 versus $300+. What a contrast.
What a contrast. But here's a problem. And we'll talk about REDUCE-IT. So what happened with REDUCE-IT was an exciting finding, and the cardiologists and a lot of the medical doctors that commented about REDUCE-IT when it was leaked out to the business community, which, as you mentioned, resulted in a great big spike in the price of that stock. The comments were, we were shocked. We were so surprised. And I don't know why they were surprised. They designed a study with people that were on statins, and they added an EPA-only fish oil to it, and they got additional benefit, a 25% reduction in cardiovascular either events or deaths, or maybe both. And
what we've been doing for the last three or four decades in the field of integrated medicine.
Yeah, jealous. The Japan EPA lipid intervention study was heart attack patients that were on statins, and they added 1,800 milligrams of EPA only, and it doubled the benefit that they saw with the statins alone, and that was in the early 1990s. Oh. We have been talking about this for a long time. Yep. So, you know, so why REDUCE-IT came as a surprise is, first of all, surprising, but it's just the naked agenda that aggravates me more than anything else, because mm-hmm. the the party line was in the summertime, and based on publication of a Cochrane collaboration, but also based on another New England Journal of Medicine study, the ASCEND study, that fish oil supplements do nothing to prevent heart attacks or strokes. But actually, the ASCEND study found an 18% reduced risk of vascular death in the omega-3 group. So how do you get from an 18% reduced risk to no benefit? That, to me, is astonishing. So that whole conversation was misreported, misrepresented of the evidence, but I honestly think it was setting the stage. So, and of course, negative headlines are always the ones that lead, but I also think it was setting the stage for Reduce It, which was coming along swimmingly and sort of setting up this huge aha moment when Reduce It gets revealed completely, which is going to be early next month at the American Heart Association's scientific sessions, and then watch what happens. You won't be able to avoid all of the fish oils are lifesavers headlines.
Every cardiologist, every doctor will be prescribing fish oil to people of even minimal risk. But you know, I think what the underlying message here is they're trying to dissuade people from buying over-the-counter fish oil because the studies are not good on that. But this stuff, does the Vascepa product have some kind of secret sauce, some kind of special quality that sets it apart from fish oil that, say, is sold by Carlson and other responsible manufacturers?
The secret sauce on the Vascepa product is that Amarin funded this study. And so they get to, it's considered a medical food, it is a prescription material, and they get to talk about their earlier studies and now the Reduce It study. And based on the rules of play, which is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act back from the 1980s, our supplements are considered foods, but not medical foods. And
so they can make the claim. They can make the claim, but we can't. We can't.
That's correct. And we're not allowed to hold up the earlier Vascepa studies, Marine and Anchor, those trials, or the Reduce It trial, and then, in the other hand, hold our material, whatever the product might be, our industry's material. I'm not even speaking for Carlson on this point. I'm just saying our industry is not allowed, even if the raw material is identical, our industry is not allowed to compare ourselves to prescriptions based on the rules of play and claim the benefit of something that a prescription or a pharmaceutical company funded. That's against the rules for us. I've never loved those rules. I've always thought that was outrageous because it limits the things that we are supposed to, by law, communicate about our products. And what happens is the mistaken notion that these things don't work because we're not allowed to go out and be as strident as we want to be. Now, you and I cross the line quite a lot with your work, and I do with my work, but I also have to be very careful. I don't want Carlson to be sued, you know, and Amarin is litigious. They sued our industry. They tried in order to corner the market. They tried to get all concentrates, not just the EPA only matching dose concentrates, but all fish oil concentrates regulated out of business. And luckily, that effort failed. FDA and FTC said no. These have been being sold since the 1980s. You don't
talk about monopolistic practices. I mean, I thought that stopped with John D. Rockefeller, and Standard Oil.
Let's remember, it's a pharmaceutical company. So what more monopolistic practice is there? What example is there that would be more monopolistic than the 10-year, 10 years that they have a patent on something for an indication, and then they go find a new indication and lock it up again for, hopefully another 10 years?
We just found an instance of that with L-glutamine and sickle cell anemia. It's now being made as a drug for sickle cell anemia that will cost tens of thousands of dollars per year when, you know, you can get an ordinary vat of L-glutamine. Does Carlson make L-glutamine powder?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do make an L-glutamine powder, which is phenomenal. That reaches back into, was it Judy Schabert? There were
experts. I remember them. Yeah.
Remember that? Who were using L-glutamine, you know, primary fuel for the cells in the small intestine, primary precursor for glutathione production, but the fueling the gut and helping, it's part of functional medicine. It's the, you know, repair and restore piece of one of the two of the four R's in functional medicine. And in the gut, glutamine is a fuel, but it also is very healing for ulcers and other areas of injury in the lining of the gut, and it is so potent as a fuel for absorption of nutrients that it really helps in diseases that have wasting. You know, cancer is a great example. People on chemotherapy, cystic fibrosis, I think, is another example of a disease where people waste away because their digestive system just isn't working. They don't absorb.
Julie, in the remaining time, I just want to give people a heads up, and I'm going to invite you back for a full session. We'll do a podcast, to cover this subject in greater detail because there's so much more to say about fish oil. Can you give us a couple of resources? First, the resources for Carlson, but also you do a radio program on your own, which is a very high quality and informative radio show. You want to share that?
I do. I'm on WVNJ on Friday mornings at 10 a.m.
That's the same affiliate that carries Intelligent Medicine in the tri-state area. Yeah, so we're both on the same station.
We're radio siblings, basically.
Yeah.
And so 10 a.m. on Fridays, and then Carlson is carlsonlabs.com, and lots of literature, lots of good information. And, you know, for omega-3, well, first of all, your website. Your website is a treasure as far as information for people to help themselves. There's always omega3s.com, which is a GOED effort. Fats of Life, F-A-T-S, fatsoflife.com is another GOED effort where you can literally just immerse yourself.
That's the international producers of omega-3 products, right?
Trade Association. It's a trade association, and it involves brands like Carlson, raw material companies, and lots and lots of educators and scientists like yourself that collaborate to get information out about omega-3s. So Fats of Life, always omega-3s.com, carlsonlabs.com. are all good resources.
Well, you know, thank you so much. Always informative, and we're going to do a deeper dive on the subject next week, I promise. For you listeners, you can go to drhoffman.com and download the podcast that I'm about to do with Julie Root during the week. And again, Carlson Labs, a wonderful, reliable purveyor of very high-quality, pure products, guaranteed potency and free of contaminants. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.